The second in importance is so-called resolving power of the telescope. What I mean to resolve is basically the following. Suppose I have two stars that I'm viewing through a telescope that are actually close to each other in terms of their location on the celestial sphere. So the question is, could I resolve them as a separate stars, right? That that I can actually see that these two directions are not the same, but that there is an angle between them. And it turns out that, again, the larger the diameter, the bigger is the resolving power of the telescope. So big diameter is good for both light gathering and resolving power of the telescope. Let me just point out what I mean by the fact that we can resolve two stars as being separate stars. An example is if you look at a Big Dipper, right, this grouping of stars, it turns out that here at the break in the handle of the Big Dipper, there are actually two stars, not one, so-called Mizar and Alcor. And most people, you have to have really good vision to be able to see that there are actually two stars there using your naked eye. You can resolve them as a separate, for sure, by using a telescope, right? Because that enables you to actually see these two stars at certain angular distance. You can resolve that angular distance. Most people, certainly I cannot, when I look there, I just don't see that there are actually two stars. Okay, so that's what I mean by the resolving power, ability to actually resolve objects in the sky as separate. But the problem is that the image near the focus is quite small, so it's hard to see. And then we need to do something in order to enlarge the image. So imagine that you have just a single lens and that you are viewing something, say a candle is a source of light through this lens. Now the way the lens refracts is that a ray that is traveling parallel to this so-called optical axis will, as we saw, will pass through the focus. But the ray that is passing through the middle of the lens will be undeflected. Oops. And the image where these two rays meet, the image of the flame, is going to be inverted. Now you can imagine that as I move this candle farther and farther away from the lens, that this image is going to shrink. So if the source is very far away, like planets are from us, and of course stars, the images are going to be tiny. So we need a second lens to enlarge this image, which is real. And I'll explain in a moment what I mean by real. What I mean by real image is that if I take a piece of canvas, a sheet, a white sheet, right, and put it here, or screen. I would actually see on that screen the image of inverted candle. I don't have just to put my eye here, right? I can put any physical object, a projection screen, and then I'll see the image, okay? But for distant objects, the image is small, okay? And we need a second lens is needed to enlarge the image. So-called eyepiece is needed to enlarge the image. And I won't give you the full-blown lecture in optics, but I'll just explain how it works. Okay, so here is the real object, the objective lens, and then the first image, just in the previous case of a candle, is inverted. But it's small, in particular if the object is at a great distance from the objective lens. Then we use the second lens eyepiece to actually enlarge the image. So basically what happens is that this ray, right, will be again refracted by this second lens so that it appears to us that it's coming from this spot here. Right? So basically what has happened is that the light rays are redirected again and appear to us as if they are coming from this object here that looks bigger to us. But this is not a real image. In other words, if I would put a screen here, I wouldn't see anything because this is not the source of light rays. It just appears to me by the way the light rays have been redirected by the second lens as if they are coming from this object here. And for that reason, this second image is called virtual, because if I would put a screen here, there would be no image, unlike if I put the screen where the first real image was. Okay? So the eyepiece, the second lens, is used to increase the magnification of the telescope.